You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning, Denver's Mix 100. This is the home of the $10,000 cash tag. Make sure you find Mix 100 Denver. Don't forget the Denver. Mix 100 Denver on Facebook and Instagram. You'll find a special video on there for cash tag. And all you have to do is comment. And in the comments, tag a friend. Don't forget that part. A lot of people are forgetting that part. And that's why it's called cash tag. You want to win cash, you got to tag.
Get it?
Okay. 8:30 this morning, we'll try giving away some bonus cash. And then in just a couple of weeks, somebody's going to win the 10 grand. Good luck from Denver's Mix 100, where it is time for a trending report. Let's just say it. The trending story of maybe the year so far is the science story. The News for Nerds dude in me loves this, that much of America, I won't say all, but much of America was captivated yesterday by the landing of our latest robot on the surface of Mars called Perseverance. And Jeremy mentioned this a few minutes ago, and he is spot on. This was tear-inducing. And I didn't get weepy until they showed the scenes from inside Mission Control.
Same.
Where all the scientists are getting up. They have to socially distance so they can't hug like they did in years past.
Yeah.
But the unbridled joy on their faces.
When they got that signal and proof that it landed, and I was like wringing my hands together, like, come on, come on, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're right, man. When they all jumped up and celebrated, tears.
I just got all
tears.
And I posted something on Facebook yesterday, just the first shot from Mars, and my comment was, so what did you accomplish today? And one of our listeners posted something about, you know, how she got teary-eyed, and I was glad she said that, because I wasn't going to say anything until then.
Yeah, yeah.
But dang, if not, a lot of people are mentioning that this caused tears.
So many emotions. Like, it's just the coming together of a bunch of Americans to accomplish this. It was very patriotic. And then just if you sit back and think about what they actually did, I know it's been done before, but every time it feels like it's new. What they did is just so powerful and amazing.
Yeah, they've done it before, but this is all new equipment, and still there's new things about it. There was new stuff about this landing, you know, that they hadn't done before, and it's just...
And then how quickly we got some pictures back. Boom, boom. It started shooting pictures back. It's like, oh, my gosh.
The really high-def pictures are coming. They're pretty cool. But that's the thing. This rover also has the helicopter on it. Ingenuity. A little helicopter is going to go for, I think, 5 different flights. Here's my favorite part of this is they installed a couple of microphones on Perseverance. So we're going to get the actual true audio of what it sounds like on the Red Planet.
It's pretty cool.
Super cool. Anyway, there's that. Also in News for Nerds news, back here on Earth, they actually weren't even looking for it, but they found life underneath the ice pack of Antarctica down 3,000 feet. They bored down to a sea that is just buried underneath this, you know, more than half a mile of ice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely pitch dark and obviously very cold. And they're like, we just want to see what's down there. We didn't expect to see life. And boom, there's all sorts of sea sponges. And there's other animals that they say look like barnacles. And they just don't know how these things are surviving down there. But you know what?
Right. It's dark. It's cold. It's
Jeremy, I have always thought that we were so, as a species, arrogant about life. They're like, oh, well, these other planets can't possibly hold life because they're not like, you know, it's not sunny in 72.
It'll find a way.
Life finds a way, as Ian Malcolm said in Jurassic Park. Life finds a way, and it's arrogant to think that life has to live in the same conditions that we live in.
So, well, like when they go down down into the trenches and stuff in the ocean with those volcanoes and stuff down there, and there's things living right there on the volcano.
On the vents.
Soaking up the heat, yep.
Crazy. And then the last thing I've got for News for Nerds is there's a big fight going on now because a team at Harvard has released their report that they're saying it wasn't an asteroid that killed off the dinosaurs, but rather a comet. And some people are saying, what's the diff? Well, there's a difference, and it causes a lot of angst. So now they are doing that slap fight back and forth with each other.
No, it was a comet.
Either way, the dinosaurs are like, hey, we don't care what it was.
Yeah, it was bad.
It cooked our goose.
It's real bad.
What else is trending?
How about something completely different now? There's your crap on celebrities. Fans of 90s TV shows that ran from, I believe, 91 through 99. The TV show Home Improvement with Tim Allen.
Were you a fan?
Els, yeah, I was a fan.
Were you?
One of my favorite shows back in the day. Well, if you recall, there on that TV show was a TV show that they were portraying, which was called Tool Time, and it was Tim Allen and Richard Karn was the other actor. Tim and Al, they hosted Tool Time. Well, now those two dudes have gotten back together, and they created a show called Assembly Required. It's kind of like a real-life version of Tool Time. And what they do is they're going to feature builders competing with each other from their own home, like workshops. And then Tim and Richard will visit them right now virtually to deliver colorful commentary and oversee their work as kind of their characters from Home Improvement.
You would be crazy to not enter this.
I know. I was thinking about that because
yeah,
I want to.
Totally you.
I want to redo our laundry room and one of our bathrooms on the main level. And I was like, wonder if we could do this. And
you've got to do it.
It's on the History Channel.
Submit some video.
I really probably should. So that's coming out. That's kind of fun, I guess. I don't know. We're fans of Dolly Parton. I think we talked about this a few months ago where the Tennessee State representative, some representative out there, introduced a bill to put a statue of Dolly Parton on the Capitol grounds. Mm-hmm. Well, she released a statement yesterday asking them to remove the bill. She is basically saying there are far more important things going on right now than putting her up literally on a pedestal. She said she's honored, she's humbled, but she's asked them to remove the bill, please.
You know, you were talking a few minutes ago about classy things. You know?
She oozes class.
She oozes class. And just the fact that she says there's, you know, more important things right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's right.
She's saying, you know, maybe sometime down the road you can do that. Or maybe if I'm gone and you still feel like I deserve it, then do it. But you know what? Right now, we got to worry about the pandemic and getting people back to work and... Not a statue of Dolly Parton.
You know,
which I say, I think it would be a good looking statue.
Right. It might topple over.
Stop.
She's classy, but she's also fun. This is still my favorite Dolly Parton line ever.
People ask if we're Catholic because we had so many. I said, no, just horny hillbillies.
It's the best. She is so good. So good. There's a list out this morning. A new study figured out the food that every state hates the most. And they did it on the Google machine data. Olives came in the first. People hate olives. 13 states hate olives.
I'll take theirs.
I love olives.
Bring them all over here.
Black or green?
Both, anything, any olive I love. And you know what's funny is it skips a generation because my son is one of these people who hates them.
Crazy.
And I'm like, you're
crazy.
Not my son.
I like the, I think I pronounce it right, the Kalamata olive.
Kalamata. Yeah.
Kalamata, that's a good salty olive on a salad.
You're a salty you're... olive.
Other things on the list, anchovies, eggplant, beets, bologna. You know, some of the stuff that's like, yeah, I get it. Well done steaks. Was on the list for two states. Now, let me tell you what Colorado's was, and I got to say I'm on board with this. Turkey bacon. Colorado hates turkey bacon. And I completely agree. It's the worst of the bacon. Because don't they have, they got plant-based bacon, they got turkey,
sure.
They got the regular, you know, then smoked and blah, blah, blah. But turkey bacon is something, it has a weird texture to it, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan at all. And then another list floating around this morning. They asked 2,000 people to name the classiest things they've done during lockdown. Not going to feel classy during this pandemic, Dom. And I would say you fall into number one, bigly. You watched documentary.
Oh, God. I'm addicted to documentaries.
That's all you watch, man.
A lot of them.
Kind of.
The one that I finished the other day was called F, but not
yeah, yeah,
F.
Yeah, yeah.
It was called Don't F with Cats.
I can't watch that one. That's another one that I will never watch. You finished it, though?
I finished it.
Goosh. Goosh.
And it's not about, well,
no, it's not.
I mean, it opens with stuff about cats, but it's about a serial. No, I take that back. He's not even a serial killer because he only managed one before they caught him. But it's about how people came together online to try to track down a bad guy.
I made it approximately 8 minutes into that, and I was like, nope, nope, nope. Abort, abort.
You did? I didn't know you even tried it.
Oh, I tried it. Because like a few months ago, it was like all the hype. People were all talking about it. I was like, all right, what's this about? Mm-hmm. Slowly backed out of that room.
It's not for you.
Yeesh. Other things on the list, wine and cheese parties via Zoom. That's stupid.
Well, you and Nicole are wine and cheese.
We do. We'll do that
freaks.
At home. Tried a new cocktail. I tried some maple whiskey. Bought designer clothing. Listened to classical music. You know what I've been listening to a lot that really is soothing and is just
opera?
Beautiful? No, Native American music. I tell Alexa to play that. Like, if I want to just a calm, relaxing, get that flute going, it is some of the most beautiful music. I love it.
Go to DIA, and instead of taking the train, you walk across the bridge to the A concourse.
Mm-hmm.
They often have that music playing through the speaker system there because they have a lot of like art displays. And you're right. It is very soothing.
It is like if you need to come down from a bad day, the little bit of drums and the, you know, oh my God, it's so good. All right, clickbait me, Dom.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a video. It's making the rounds. It's pretty funny. It's from a comedian named Caitlin Riley. She does a parody of every female contestant on The Bachelor, and the main thing I put on there at the very top, I said, nailed it! She talks about how she had an amazing date, they have a lot in common, this is the one, and then she completely breaks down, just like every contestant. So if you're a fan of The Bachelor, check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.